T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
A goat has been born in India with a genetic deformity that makes it look like it has a human face. Wow, crazy. How'd that happen? Said a lonely farmer.
Here we are to help out those that have been ghosted once again. By far the most popular thing we do. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah is waiting by the phone. Sarah, Alex, say hi to Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Heather. Tell us your situation.
Okay, so I'm just really confused. I was seeing this guy, and just out of nowhere, he just kind of disappears and tells me that he wants to focus on himself, which, in all of the cases that you hear that, when people say that, you know it's a total line of BS.
100%. Mm-hmm. I just need some space, or I need to work on myself.
Totally.
Now, exactly. All of that may be true, but that just clearly means that they're not interested
in
you.
Exactly. Like, you can't do that with me. I mean, you can do that on your own.
You can still work on yourself while being in a relationship.
100%.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when people really want to be with you, like, they'll find ways to be with you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, all right, well, Heather, let's give Paul a call and see what he has to say, okay?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is this Paul?
It is. Who is this?
What's up, my man? It's Brad Booker, and I got Alex Franco
here.
What's up, my man?
Well, you know, we're doing a radio show here in Austin, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and we also have Heather on the phone. Heather reached out to us for Waiting by the Phone. It's a segment that we have. She said, and if you could just confirm this, would be great, that you guys have kind of been hanging out, and all of a sudden, you gave her this line that you want to focus on yourself, and she kind of feels like that's a bit of a cop-out. Now, look, we're not on anyone's side. We're just trying to find the real story. So, understood that you might want to focus on yourself, but is there something else there that maybe you want to get off your chest about Heather or what she might have done or you weren't feeling it?
Well, it's almost kind of a fear thing. So, when, you know, I get up one morning I had stayed at her place, and I needed a cell phone charger, and I knew the drawer that she put it in, and I wasn't snooping or going through things, but as soon as I open it, there's a stack of photographs, and I see that there's a picture of us together while we're out, and so, you know, I go through them real quick, like, which of these pictures does she care enough, you know, to actually have physical copies of, have made.
And, right, yeah, I mean, nobody prints out pictures anymore.
Exactly. I was, like, thinking, like, wow, good for her for being retro.
Okay.
Well, you know, it was kind of one of those things that I saw, and I was like, oh, that's sweet that she cares enough. And then as I'm going through it, there's, like, 6 different pictures of me asleep.
Wait,
and,
what?
Okay.
Asleep.
Okay.
Like, unknowingly taking pictures of me. And I got to say, it was at the very least a bit unnerving.
Well, I thought for sure you were going to say that you saw pictures of her with another guy.
Right.
But if she had just had the pictures on her phone, that would be one thing.
Really? Because I'd be super creeped out by that, too.
Copies made.
Wait, Heather, what are you doing? Please.
I need to explain myself.
Yeah, all right.
Because this seems creepy, but it's really not, okay? I really think you have to understand something. Paul, I really, really care about you. And I think that everything that you do is just adorable. And the way you sleep is even more adorable. If you guys could see, like, his poses that he makes and stuff when he's sleeping, he looks like a little angel. And I was just printing out a whole bunch of pictures. It wasn't just the sleeping ones. I was going through Instagram. I was printing out all the ones I love of us. And then I saw the ones of you sleeping, Paul. And I was like, you know what? Might as well print out those, too, because I loved him so much. So it's nothing creepy.
Huh.
I just, really like to watch you sleep.
That's
like,
not, that's
stop. Kind of creepy,
okay, right
though.
There, that is creepy. I just really like to watch you sleep.
I mean, yeah. That's creepy. You know, when you wake up and someone's like, I watched you sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What? Okay, that can happen one time. One time. If I wake up and my husband's just staring at me, if that happens more than one time, I'm like, that is a pattern and that is creepy. Dude.
Yeah, it's like if you hear your neighbor, you know, like the kid is killing small animals, you know that's a precursor to... You know, grown-ups, and, you know, you got the next Jeffrey Dahmer living a house over.
It's not that bad.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not saying you're a serial killer by any means, but...
It's just odd.
I wouldn't want a woman taking pictures of me while I was sleeping.
If you were,
yes,
Heather, to find pictures that he took of you sleeping in a drawer...
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying your intentions were bad, but
doing.
You need to understand why he is a little creeped out, right? Like, if you opened up a drawer and there were all these pictures of you sleeping and you had no idea, how would you feel?
It would be a little...
I mean, if they were the only ones in the drawer, but there were tons of other photos along with the sleeping photos. Parents watch their kids sleep all the time.
That's different. That is very
different.
Also, like,
worse.
Alex, do you take pictures of your children sleeping all the time?
I mean, cute.
I have.
Yeah. But not all the time, but they're cute. But that's the thing. It's
do
just,
you print them out and just get in bed at night and like flip through
that's
them?
Just
like,
it's completely different. You guys, not long ago, there was two employees here that hooked up one night at the radio station. And then the next morning... The girl that he hooked up with, my boy was telling me about this, that hooked up with her. She was sitting, I'm going to use the crisscross applesauce is the right way to
there
say
it. There you go.
She was sitting crisscross applesauce, completely naked at the end of the bed, just watching him sleep.
Wow.
Isn't that creepy?
That is weird.
He woke up creeped out.
I don't sit at the edge of the bed and watch him sleep. I just have snapped a couple photos when I thought he looked cute.
I just feel like you should be more embarrassed than you are. It's just strange.
Paul.
Yes.
You're still there?
So she adores you. I mean, we've established that. And, you know, it wasn't a stack of sleeping photos.
Right.
How about this? If you were to give her another chance, maybe we could talk it through, you know, say over coffee or whatever, we would pay, maybe you can go to snooze and we...
I get it. It's a sleeping joke.
It's funny. I just got it.
It just hit me. That's just my brilliance in action. So what do you say? Would you be willing to give it another shot?
Now that you know.
I would be, but if I end up murdered, I want you guys...
All right, it's on the record. Yeah. It's definitely on the record.
It's on our podcast. You
Heather,
grab
do,
it.
Do you promise not to kill Paul?
I promise.
All
and
right,
you
right,
know
there
what?
You go.
No more sleeping photos.
No more sleeping photos.
You have plenty.
Yes. Perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.